He's no longer behind bars in Russia. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. An American set free. Trevor Reed, a former Marine who'd been jailed since 2019, was released in a prisoner swap.
Russia's government had sought the return of Konstantin Yaroshenko, a Russian pilot serving a 20-year sentence in Connecticut on drug trafficking charges. It marks the highest profile release of an American during the Biden administration and comes at a time of an extraordinary low point in U.S.-Russian relations from the invasion of Ukraine.
Fox's Jared Halpern. It's day 63 of that offensive.
Russia continues to pound the city of Kharkiv in the east, with Russian troops gaining ground in some small towns in the Donbas and more strikes in the besieged fort of Mariupol, where a humanitarian corridor still does not exist for those trapped. Many hoped that would result from the meeting between UN Secretary Guterres and Vladimir Putin, but it did not.
Fox's Gareth Jenkins in Kyiv. The Homeland Security Secretary is about to testify at a House hearing this hour.
Fireworks today, but I'm not banking on a whole lot of answers, but they will be held to account.
Congresswoman Kat Kamak and other Republicans will press Alejandro Mayorkas about the surge of migrants expected to get a lot bigger if the Biden administration ends a COVID-era policy next month as planned. It had blocked entry into the U.S. for some coming here illegally.
The Department of Homeland Security has this six-point plan now to address that expected surge. It includes sending more federal personnel to the border, relying on non-governmental organizations to help deal with the illegal immigrants, and trying to do something about the role of Mexican criminal cartels and smugglers.
Fox's Doug Luzader. There's a COVID update from Biden advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci. He says the U.S. is now out of the pandemic phase, though cases have risen lately. White House COVID response coordinator Ashish Jha says,
we have a very, very contagious variant out there. It is going to be hard to ensure that no one gets COVID in America.
America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
On Wall Street, there is a rebound. The Dow is up about 200 points the day after dropping more than 800. The NASDAQ is gaining about 95. This follows the 500-point plunge yesterday. The S&P 500 is adding 35. The price of oil is down more than a dollar, back to about $100 a barrel. Gas is up a small fraction, but AAA's national average for regular remains about $4.13 per gallon, 20 cents less than last month's record high, as more Americans drive past gas stations not needing to fill up.
Kelley Blue Book says so far this year, Americans have bought nearly twice as many electric cars as compared to the same time last year. Popular not only because you don't have to pay for gas at the pump, but because routine maintenance like oil changes, water pumps, spark plug replacements are out. The disadvantage is the high cost, averaging $56,000. The most popular electric car is the Tesla. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
We're being urged to check the fridge or freezer for some meat that might be bad and should not be eaten.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says a recall is issued for ground beef products supplied by New Jersey-based Lakeside Refrigerated Services due to possible E. coli bacteria contamination. There are a number of brand labels affected, including the umbrella Southeast Grocers, which includes Winn-Dixie, Harvey's, and Fresco y Mas. The products bear a USDA inspection establishment number of 46841. The contamination was found through routine lab testing. No cases of illness have been reported. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Other brand names the beef is sold under, you can look out for Thomas Farms, Nature's Reserve, and Market Side Butcher. In the NBA, Miami knocked Atlanta out of the playoffs. Memphis and New Orleans also won to take 3-2 series leads. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.